Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi-mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And late action last night on the West Coast, the Denver Nuggets ended the season for LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and the Los Angeles Lakers by 2 points. They won. Jamal Murray, I'm not going to call it a buzzer beater because the Lakers still had a couple of seconds left, but that's the second time in the series he put the dagger right into their kidneys beyond that last night to end their season in 5 games, and he was questionable going into the game. He was awesome last night. He scored 32. The Joker had a 20-20 double-double with 9 assists. And they got all they wanted, Paulie, from the Lakers in a 5-game series. And they march on to take on the Timberwolves in the second round.
An all-timer. The Lakers outscored them by 38 points in the series in the first half. They led every game by at least 9 points and lost in 5. I mean, it's absolutely staggering what happened. And then everyone's pointing the finger at Ham. It's incredible how these reports come out as soon as the season ends.
Isn't that something else?
Yeah, back-to-back days now. After what happened in Phoenix, now Shams has a report. Players don't like him. Could be gone. Didn't make adjustments. But they're up 9 in the third quarter. An atrocious call on LeBron with his third foul. Yeah. I don't know how he's supposed to play defense on Joker. He's boxing him out. He gets the rebound. Lakers are going to have a fast break the other way. Oh, foul. Joker then hits a 3 on the next possession. And then while all this is going on, Ham never takes a timeout, and the 9-point lead disappears. It's like Embiid part 2, that you couldn't sit LeBron either. I mean, 21 years in the league, total warrior, unbelievable player, what he still has. He sits for 4 minutes. They get outscored by 5 points.
Why would he retire?
Yeah.
Why would he even consider calling it quits at this point when he's still playing this well? He's been in the league for 21 years. He almost had a triple-double again last night.
He's amazing.
It's just his body is incredible, man. We've never seen anything like it before.
Yep, but they're right there in every game. I mean, you could argue they should have won the series. They should at least should be ahead in this series. Game 2 looms large, up 20, and you couldn't close. But every game came down to the wire, and you had a comfortable lead at halftime or at some point in the third quarter, and just they made all the plays in their clutch. And I also can point the finger at Ham. Can you get the ball out of Murray's hand? Make someone else beat you. Where if it happens to be the MVP, so be it, because he knocked you out twice, your game 2 and game 5, and you go home early.
That game completely flipped, and it did not take long in the third quarter. You're right, when the Lakers had him almost down by double digits, and if you blink twice, the Nuggets went on a big run, scored 20 points, and they had a 3-point lead. It's like, where'd that come from?
That's right.
It's still the third quarter? Wait a second, what?
Yeah. How about this, too? The season is on the line. You must have this game. Late in the third quarter, he has Hayes, Russell, Prince, and Dinwiddie out there with LeBron. I mean, he never really got the substitution down and the right guys who should be out there.
Well, they also
we're going to point the finger at Pelinka here in a second, but it's a game you have to have. These guys cannot be on that lineup cannot be on the floor, and there were so many instances this year in big games and key games where these rotations and lineups hardly were on the floor together at the same time or at all the entire season.
That's because of the overall roster construction.
Yeah.
So Ham, when he has to give his guys a rest, what are you supposed to do, play 5 guys the entire game? And also, how about that injury to Anthony Davis's shoulder last night?
Mm-hmm.
Did Michael Porter barely graze him? I mean, barely. That play happens 150 times in any NBA game. He barely made contact with the guy, and Anthony Davis looked like he got shot. And he was down. They had to take a commercial break during the broadcast. He's still down on the court. So you want to talk about just a freak accident. Also, that guy has been injured plenty in his career, so it doesn't take much. Mm-hmm. But you could tell for the next couple of series, he just floated off into the corner, and he's still holding onto his shoulder like this, still on the court. Maybe that would have been a good time to get him off.
Yeah, yeah.
But they can't survive anything like that.
I know. That was, well, that's been the story, other than the year they won in the bubble, was the key injuries. Now, he was great this year and played in almost every game. But it was just roster construction, key injuries, and letting good players or key role players slash reserves go. And that did him in as well. And this is it's a hit to the legacy. It has to be.
No.
I mean, he goes out in the first round again, which he's number two on my list, all time behind MJ. But this certainly, it's a huge win that you acquired him and you won a title. But you were expecting a lot more during the tenure in Los Angeles.
Okay, going back by year. This was his sixth season in L.A. from 2024 working backwards. First-round exit, Western Conference Finals, no playoffs. First-round exit, pandemic championship, no playoffs. Were you signing up for that in L.A.?
Yes. You got the title. They probably should have went back-to-back.
No, they didn't.
Well, I'm saying, but injuries, I know. But that's if Anthony Davis stays healthy, they probably go back-to-back and repeat.
That's a lot of flopping, I'll tell you that. A lot of failures there in 6 years.
Yep. Well, here's what the Westbrook trade was a disaster. They gave up Kuzma, Pope, Harrell, and a pick. And then Westbrook was shipped out a short time after. Ugh. And Dave McMenamin referred to him as a vampire because what he did to the locker room. Getting rid of Caruso, another key role player. You see how good Pope has been, and he wins a ring.
Sure.
So, I mean, all these moves here came back to bite him.
Over the years, by the way, their drafting was actually really damn good. They just gave up on players so early in their careers. Now, could they have had Anthony Davis and some of these young players? Probably not, but they had Lonzo, and I get it, he's been hurt. But also Brandon Ingram, remember that? Couldn't play, get him out of here. Julius Randle, same thing. They turned out to be pretty good. Like every time that they would get rid of somebody, it's like, that's a bad sign because you know that he's going to go somewhere else and be pretty good, and that's almost what happened every single time. And so now there was internet conjecture yesterday saying that if the Lakers were to lose that game, or it doesn't matter, bow out in the first round or early in the playoffs, that could be the last game ever, or this could be the last season for LeBron James. He was asked that very thing last night after the game.
It would have been your last game with the Lakers. I'm not going to answer that. Appreciate it.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, he does this every year. I imagine he'll be back. He might play a couple more years, and I would, if I'm the Lakers, I would draft his son. I would beat everyone to the punch here, and I would do that too. But I think he stays a Laker. How many years he plays, I don't know, but I think I don't think he retires. You're right, he's still an excellent player, one of the best in the league. And this dream of playing with his son, even if the guy sits the if the kid sits the bench, so be it. I would draft his son and start there, and I would make a coaching change and do a better job with the roster.
Now, I don't know if he's back in L.A.
No, I can't imagine he goes anywhere. Now, do they get like...
Would you be surprised?
I'd be stunned if he's not a Laker.
I would bet on him actually leaving.
Wow.
I'd make the bet at the right price that he leaves.
I would not get any part of Trae Young. Don't do that.
Oh, absolutely not.
Now, if you can bring in a Murray or someone like that. Here's what also hurt them. They were going to move Russell. He was terrible. And then he caught fire and was hot and played great basketball. So they were forced to keep him. I mean, and then you saw what happened again in this series. He only played well in one game. And that also did him in. Hachimura also regressed. Last year was a fluke. Reeves didn't develop and have a great year like he did last year. But also lost in the Western Conference run last year, going to the Western Conference Finals. The bracket opened up for him. Memphis had a ton of injuries. It wasn't a very good Golden State team. So they went to the conference finals, but the West was down, and also the seas kind of parted for him, how it worked out. And who knows? Maybe they're one of the best teams in the league this year. It just happened to get the defending champs in the first round.
I'm quite confident in saying if they played a different team in the first round, not named the Denver Nuggets, they would not be out at this point.
Oh, they're a very good team. Yes, because those two guys are studs.
Anthony Davis was absolutely fantastic in this series.
I know.
LeBron was LeBron, as he is still. I mean, it's amazing. I will say this now, with the Nuggets moving on to the second round, we talked about a projected series price out here yesterday. I cannot believe where it opened and where it's on the board right now. DraftKings has minus 230 for the Nuggets. T-Wolves almost $2 on the take back.
Yeah. Johnny Avello, what are you thinking? That's high, man. Very high.
Put it this way.
Pope is banged up. Jackson is banged up. Murray is banged up.
I haven't even had a chance to look yet here in Las Vegas. When I do during the show today, if I can find anything close to $2, I'm absolutely grabbing that with the Timberwolves.
Yep.
I won't even hesitate. Got to do it. That's it doesn't matter.
We'll go right here after the break. Take plus 190. You can do that.
Is it up right here?
It's right here.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that's way too high considering they're banged up and the Lakers outplayed them for much of the series.
Yeah. If that number is where we thought it was going to be, T-Wolves like plus 130, I'd be like, okay, it's not enough. But almost $2 in this series? Did we not just watch him play against the Suns? Did we not watch him play against the Nuggets this year? Oh, man.
Deep team. Deep team that's healthy.
I kind of expect the Wolves to win this series.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, these guys are banged up, and they have zero depth. And if I have to count on guys like Reggie Jackson, good luck. I mean, that's...
Uh-huh.
But then again, Joker and Murray could just be... could outplay him and be the difference in the series. But you have to be loving how Ant's playing in Minnesota.
For sure. Michael Porter, maybe big time key to the series.
Yep, no doubt.
If he goes off, Nuggets probably win. Mm-hmm. If he has a couple of clunkers, Wolves are going to take him down. He has to step up and play. He has to be consistent, I believe, in the series for Denver.
This is the Western Conference Finals. I don't think OKC can beat any of these teams, although they were excellent against the Pelicans, but I expected more offensively. But a great job, though, getting the broom out.
You don't think they can beat who?
I don't think OKC can beat the winner of this Denver-Minnesota series. I think this is the Western Conference Finals.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.